It must have been very exciting when God created the world. God made the sky and the ground. Streams of water bubbled up from the ground to water the earth. No grass or plants grew in the new world, however. After all, there was no one to work the land and take care of the plants. God created someone to take care of the newly created world. Out of dirt, God formed a person, Adam. God breathed life into Adam. Adam began to breathe on his own and have life. God knew that Adam would need a good place to live. God grew a garden named Eden where Adam could live. In the garden, God made every kind of tree and plant. Some of the trees and plants were beautiful to look at. Other trees and plants provided food to eat. Adam lived in the garden with all the trees and plants God had created. Even with all the magnificent things that God had created, there was still something missing. God thought about Adam. God knew that Adam needed a helper. God said, "I will create a companion for Adam." God began creating many different kinds of animals and birds. Each one God brought to Adam to name. Adam named the cows, giraffes, ladybugs, cats, and every animal that walked on the earth, and each bird that flew in the sky. After God created all the animals, there was still no companion for Adam. God made Adam fall into a deep sleep. God took a rib from Adam's side to make a helper. Then there were two people, a man and a woman, Adam and Eve. When Adam saw Eve, he was jubilant. He said, "At last there is someone who is like me." Adam and Eve gave thanks for the entire world God had made. The man and woman helped God care for the new world.